God-sized problem, he can solve them. Yeah. There are just some problems only God can fix. If there'll be some moments that just don't make sense. I've seen it happen time and time again. There's just some problems only God can fix. Oh.
There's just some battles, hey, flesh and blood can't win. Yeah. There'll be some moments that just don't make sense. I can't see it now, but I'm still convinced. There's just some problems only God can fix.
strong tower, we're still a strong tower. For the name of the Lord is
still a strong tower, still a strong tower.
I find my safety in Him, He is
still a strong tower, still a strong tower. I know where to go, I know where to go, I know where to hide, I know where to hide my hiding place. He's still a strong tower.
Everybody, how are you? God bless you. It is Monday. No, it's not. It's Tuesday morning, May 28th, year of our Lord, 2024, and we are all back together. We are all back together in the name of our Lord, Jesus Christ. We are all back together in fellowship for God, Yahweh, our Father in heaven. We are rapture ready, and ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Rise Up. I hope you had a great weekend, and thank you for being here this morning. Please do me the ever so humble and kind favor, actually, do God the humble favor of signing in, rumbling this video, and sharing it to the lost sheep of the world. That is what our job is. That's what our duty is. It's so great to see all of you in the chat. It's really difficult when we have a 3 or 4 day weekend to come back after all this time and get back going again, but not for producer Eli and I. When we have a 3 day weekend, we feel like we haven't been here for a month. That's how closely connected we feel with all of you. Jay Gizme said, I'm at work and I rumbled and shared this video. Nice drink of water here. Good morning, MDUS. 3 days without Rise Up is a long time. Sure feels like it, doesn't it? It sure feels like it, doesn't it? Going back to work is hard. Tomorrow, 4 days, baby. Says D's Nuts 2023. I love that name. You know, somebody actually ran for president with that name. I think in 2016. Lolo says, that's how I feel too. Out in the sun this weekend, Jeremy. Actually, yes. Would you like to see? Would you like to see the tan? Or I should say the sunburn. Yeah, we had a great weather. A great weekend weather-wise, I should say. And had family and friends over to our house for a cookout and for our going away party. And it was really nice. I'm not usually a everybody coming over to my house having a cookout guy kind of guy, unless, you know, maybe once or twice a year. But every time I do it, I'm glad we did it. It's always fun. Great conversations with people. Great talks about the Lord with some people. And just good music playing and good food. And everybody brought some food, so we kind of had like a potluck thing. It was really nice. And then yesterday we were able to honor our fallen soldiers with a, you know, my wife and kids were able to go to a parade here. Eli and I were here at the studio getting ready for my move coming up, and, you know, connecting both studios. And, you know, it was really good weekend. And I'll tell you what, I was really, you know, stressed out. And as much as I tried to keep my stress level to a minimum, but, you know, when you're buying a house and selling a house and adding a studio without any really real funds and robbing Peter to pay Paul and taking equipment that you might need here to use there because you don't have enough, it's really been something else. But this weekend kind of brought it all to a halt, and we're here now, and I'm very, very excited. And yes, my mom was there. All my sisters were there. I got to talk about God with a couple of my sisters that I never get to talk about God with. Come to find out, they do believe in God. They just don't have a relationship with Jesus. A lot of great things happened this weekend. And I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful to God. So today's title of the show is Conflicting Messages. And I think we as a species are subject to conflicting messages every day, all day, from the world, from our families, from our friends, from our coworkers, from our bosses, from, you know, we're always seeing and hearing conflicting messages from other people. Gossip is probably the biggest reason why. Bad comprehension skills are probably another reason why. But ladies and gentlemen, a nurse says, when do you move to Iowa? We're leaving the 8th of June. So coming up very, very, very quick. But the other reason, ladies and gentlemen, we talked about gossip is part of the reason why. I always said to people, friends, you know, coworkers or whatever, I always said this thing. If the two words I heard, well, I's not really a word, but kind of, but if I heard was taken out of the dictionary, nobody would have anything to talk about. And I heard that a long time ago from a good friend of mine, Vince Allo. You guys want to check out a great DJ, older than me, by the way, who knows every genre of every music and is great at it. Check out DJ Vince 1. Just Google DJ Vince 1 or whatever you use for a search engine. He's a great man. Good friend of mine. But he always said to me when we were younger, if I heard was taken out of the dictionary, nobody would have anything to talk about. And you kind of think about that, and a lot of the times that you hear somebody talk about something, you know what I heard? Or I heard this, or I heard that. I heard these people said that. I heard these people are doing that. Did you hear that? I heard this. And it's really all just pointless gossip, right? And because of that, you get what we call conflicting messages, or a lack of comprehension. That's a big one, too. Most people just can't comprehend what they hear, or they only want to take portions of what they hear before they pass on the instructions or the guidelines, and it really screws things up. It's like a game of telephone, and we've got to stop that. We've got to stop that in its tracks, and we're going to do that today. So if you're joining me live here on rumble.com/LFATV, please share it out. I want to say thank you to Kong. He just donated $25, says no stress, new studio donation. God will provide. Well, sir, first of all, I want to say thank you. You've always been here. You've always been a big help financially and just emotionally supporting the LFATV network and the show and Rise Up and everything. But you are right. God will provide, which is why my stress level was to a minimum on that part. God will provide. God will sell the house. God will buy the house. God will help the business move. God will help the family stay together in some way, shape, or form. God will do everything. So I'm very grateful for that, Kong, and very grateful to God. So today we're going to really go deep on conflicting messages, and we're going to make sure that we aren't subject to them anymore. Okay? And I'll tell you a little story after we go to prayer. Okay? So let's all do that. right now. Lord and Heavenly Father, thank you so much for allowing us to gather each day in your name from state to state on this digital platform. It's truly a miracle. It's truly amazing. And when the internet came about, I imagine that spreading the gospel to all creation became such a reality that that's going to be able to happen. And with this ability to do this, I mean, we are spreading the gospel to thousands of people worldwide every day, and we are so grateful for that, Lord. Lord, one thing that we ask in prayer when we are spending time with you is to give us discernment, to give us understanding, to help us comprehend things, to give us wisdom. And all of that only comes if we're getting the truth. And the truth only comes from you. So Lord, please today, activate the Holy Spirit within our conversations. Help guide us through this message today. And help us understand how to discern between conflicting messages on what is true, what is righteous, and what is from you. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, Heather. Good morning, Mom Nurse 77. Good morning, Nurse 1978. Good morning, Amanda Collins. Good morning, Caden. Good morning, Majorva. Good morning, Antlob. Good morning, Mustache 49. Good to see you. Yes, good morning, Trishy. Good morning, Carla. God bless you and thank you for being here. Thank you. Angel Girl is in the building. W. Wilson says, our church is now experiencing religious persecution. Longtime bank with many accounts told Pastor Greg they are shutting down our account. No reason given. We know why. We know why. Persecution. They hated me long before they hated you. We know why. But you know what? That is God severing ties with ungodly institutions and ungodly people. Don't look at it as a bad thing. Look at it as a good thing. When Facebook wiped me out of existence, it was the end of an era. I thought that was it. No more live streams, no more nothing, I'm done. Just gonna focus on my job and my family. God said, what platform? When they banned me off of YouTube, I was like, well, that's just great. God said, you don't know how great it is, my son. And I got to tell you now, three and a half years removed, from those platforms, I'm better than I've ever been. I feel greater than I've ever felt. And I'm closer to God than I ever thought I would be. So I just look at it like this. Yeah, it sounds bad in the moment. And those banks will reap what they sow. Those people will reap what they sow. But it's great news because that's God removing you from an ungodly situation. And that's what we're all here to do. Amen? Please tell Pastor Greg I love him and give him my my best regards. Okay? Thank you so very much. Miranda said it right. A new era is coming. Amen. Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like you to open up your newsletters of the day. If you got them. Myra Lutz says, been with you since the backyard days. Mwah. And I love you for it. And I love you for it. Only a handful of our major audience on Facebook was able to find us because only a handful went looking for us. And that handful that went looking for us was looking for the lost sheep and you found them. And that's where we've resided ever since. You are right, Kong. I am free. I am free. Eli Rosebud just brought joy to my mom. She loved you. She's giving from heaven. Well, I was going to touch on this here before we started our show, but I guess no time like the presence or the present. And Rosebud, you definitely didn't have to do that. I love you. I love your mom. Ladies and gentlemen, Rosebud lost her mom here on earth, but heaven gained her mom back. Where she belongs. And while it's hard for us to lose people here, knowing that they're in heaven with God and knowing that they are experiencing no pain and no loss with Jesus, is there a better feeling than knowing that that's where our family ends up? I don't think so. Rosebud, you have our sympathy, you have our love, you have our prayers, but you also have our gratitude and our joy that your mother is able to go home. We love you and we thank you so very much. Jane Murphy, $10. I've really been focusing on my relationship with Jesus. I learned the importance of giving financially to God. Me too. So even though this isn't much, I feel like this will go to God by giving to you. It absolutely does. It absolutely does. I'm one of those people that you can absolutely trust with every cent that you give, because I will never, ever, ever use your donations for anything other than what you ask for it to be used for. And if I have once in a while, it's just because I didn't know you donated and I didn't see the note, so I'm so sorry. Barb Naylor says, I've been following Jeremy since 2018. I've been following you since then too. All right, ladies and gentlemen, please open up your newsletters and open up your verses of the day today. And our verse of the day today is going to take us and bring us to 1 John 2:15. That's 1 John 2:15. Check that out. 1 John 2:15 tells us this. And I'll wait till you guys get there. Actually give you a little bit more time. I know I didn't give you much time there. So if some people are typing it in, I'll do that too. 1 John 2:15. And what I always like to do is I always like to read to you from the ESV first. And then I like to read from other versions. ESV, to me, is probably the easiest for most people to understand. Eli, it doesn't look like we're featured on the... Oh, yeah, we are. Okay. All right. I just want to make sure people could find us. Jeremy, it was Regions Bank. Okay, thank you very much. And thank you to Meldy1958. Let's give a dollar. That's right. It all adds up. It sure does. It sure does. Thank you. Okay, here we go. And remember, I titled Conflicting Messages. Do not love the world or the things of the world. For if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That's the ESV. Now let's go to the Complete Jewish Bible, which says, do not love the world or the things of this world. If someone loves the world, then the love of the Father is not in him. Let's go to the 1599 Geneva Bible. Love not this world, neither the things that are in this world. If any man loves this world, the love of the Father is not in him. So you see, as we go, version by version, it says literally the exact same thing. Literally. Now I want to get to what I'm talking about. Conflicting messages. Let me read for you, if I may, the title of today's show and the description. It said, the world says a lot of things here on this episode 355. Thank you, Lifelike. God bless you. That helps so much. Please share, folks. We want to get to 1,600 live viewers. That's our part. Bobby Mannion, that's a beautiful contribution, and thank you. Episode number 355. The world says a lot of things to you each day through TV, through radio, through messaging, through people, through internet, etc. However, God says something completely different than the world says every single subject you can bring up. So let's talk about that today. The world says, follow your heart. Jesus said, follow me. Now, if you give your heart to Jesus, aren't you by default following Jesus by following your heart? That is what people mistake, and that is not true. See, your heart is wicked. Your heart is very deceitful. Your heart and your tongue are connected. And even though you might have given your heart to Jesus, the devil still always lurks at that door and is always trying to break in and always trying to jimmy the lock, always trying to use that credit card. Whatever it is that you want to imagine somebody breaking in, the devil will always be knocking at your heart's door. The world says, follow your heart. Jesus says, follow me. And he also said, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, and blasphemies. So when the world says, follow your heart or go with your gut, that's the devil saying that to you. Because if the world loved you and the world wanted to give you honest, accurate, righteous advice, the world would say, don't follow your heart. Follow Jesus. That's a conflicting message. Thank you, Barb Naylor, for jumping on that train. We love you. God bless. Thank you. Jana says, the devil is like a fungus you can't get rid of. Oh, but you can get rid of him. Oh, you can get rid of him just by speaking the name of Jesus. Jeremy, this scripture just released my worry over what to do with my mom's house. Beautiful. Oh, that's so beautiful. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. So if we have a conflicting message here, where one says, follow your heart, and the other says, follow me, which one are you going to choose? Let me know in the comment thread. Which one are you going to choose to listen to? Angel Girl says, good morning to all newcomers. So many new names I've never seen before. Welcome. Well, maybe it's just they've decided to sign in for the first time. Maybe they decided to sign up for a profile for the first time. KC2022, the Harold Move Train. Oh, God bless you. God provides and I love you. Thank you. Who are you going to listen to in that? The world or Jesus? Let me ask you this. One says, deny yourself. The other says, be true to yourself and embrace yourself. Who do you think said what? Ladies and gentlemen, if I were to ask you who said, deny yourself, is that the world or is that Jesus? Let me know in the live chat. Deny yourself. The other is be true to yourself. Embrace yourself. Was that the world or was that Jesus? Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you said deny yourself was Jesus, you are 100% right. And if you said be true to yourself and embrace yourself, if you said the world said that, then you were right. So there we go. We have another conflicting message. Be true to yourself and embrace yourself, said the world. But Jesus says, deny yourself. Why? What is Jesus meaning when he says deny yourself? And what does the world mean when it says embrace yourself? Be true to yourself. Well, when the world says embrace or be true to you, the world says give in to all your guilty pleasures, all your desires, everything you want, because you matter. And doggone it, you're going to get what you deserve. Oh, you're going to get what you deserve, all right. You're going to get what you deserve, all right. It's just not what you think you deserve. Thank you, Chris DL. He says the train keeps on moving as we just hit 1400 live. T Greenwalt says $5 move train. Let's keep going, baby. That's right. Amen. Actually, we don't have to keep going. I'm just saying the train can keep going. Doesn't need to be the money train. Grammy Love says you cannot serve yourself and God. That's right. You can't serve two masters. Jesus says deny all that. Deny the guilty pleasures. deny the desires and the wants of the flesh and your heart. Thank you, RSO. Thank you, Sag and McGrowan. God bless you all. So because we are so sinful, and because we are susceptible to sin, and because the heart, all impurities flow from it, and then across our tongue, Jesus says, deny all of that. Embrace me. I'm the truth, the way, and the life. Another conflicting message. So if your guilty pleasure is drinking copious amounts of alcohol, deny yourself that feeling. And I'm not saying if you go have a drink, it's okay. But if you're a drunkard or you need it to be happy, deny that. If it makes you happy or feels good to look at porn or even light porn on social media, deny your flesh that. If it's smoking cigarettes, deny it. Thank you, Chrissy D, jumping on the train. And thank you, Miss Mocha Powered. God bless you both. Oh, man, you're amazing. Oh, by the way, June is pro-life month now, not Pride Month. We don't celebrate blasphemies like that. Again, the world says it's Pride Month. God says it's pro-life month. Who are we going to believe in that little scenario? By the way, I think the world gives so too much credit to Pride Month. I think all of us give too much attention to Pride Month. If you ignore it, nobody's talking about it. And if nobody's talking about it, then all stores aren't going to try to virtue signal because nobody's talking about it. Nobody cares. See, racism only exists when we talk about it. It doesn't exist as a national problem, but only when it's talked about. I remember when Morgan Freeman said, when he was asked, how do we stop racism? He said, stop talking about it every day. Guy said, you can't just ignore a problem. He said, the problem isn't there when we ignore it. So that's how much of a problem it really is, isn't it? Right there, Lifelike says, I struggle with this every day because I do like to shop. I do enjoy things on this earth. That's okay. It's okay to enjoy things on this earth. It's not okay to put them first or to have a guilty pleasure to where you need to do it to make you happy. Amen? All right. The next conflicting message here. The world says, believe in yourself. You can do it. You don't need a man. You don't need a wife. You don't need a family. You don't need a best friend. You can do it. Yeah, you can with Jesus. The world says, believe in yourself. Jesus says, believe in me. Why? Because if you believe in yourself, then you are 100% headed down that wide road that everybody's traveling, and you're about to run into a brick wall. My guilty pleasure is watching political shows and drinking coffee. Well, you know what you do once in a while? Deny yourself that for a day. Doesn't have to be forever. It's just proving to God that you will focus on him and not worldly things first. Give him your love first. Focus on him first. Understand that he is first place, you are not. Understand to deny yourself and embrace him. Understand to believe in him and not yourself. If you understand that and you live that life, then guilty pleasures are no longer guilty pleasures. They are gifts from God. God wants you to enjoy things on this earth. He wants you to enjoy your wife, your family. He wants you to enjoy vacations. There's even moments in the Bible where it says he wants you to enjoy having drinks of wine. You're just not to become a drunkard loser. The pleasures of this world are fine when they are not your priority. When God is your priority, the pleasures of this world are blessings. When God is not your priority, the pleasures of this world are your God. It's that simple. Don't overindulge in those blessings either. If God gives you a blessing, don't overindulge it. Share with others. If you share your blessings with others, God, oh, he is so pleased. He's like, I gave to you and you shared with others. I gave to you and you gave to others. Man, do I love you. You are wonderful in God's eyes. The world says, live your truth. Jesus said, I am the truth. So if you do what the world says and live your truth, that's my truth. I know my truth. This is my truth. Like pretty much every trans LGBTQ agenda pushing person, every lustful person who just goes out there and sleeps with 100 people a week, I know my truth. You don't have any truth. You were born into sin. You were born into lies and blasphemy. It is your nature to want things that are not the truth. It is your nature to want things that make you feel good or prop you up. In turn, that becomes your truth. No, 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 no. There's only one truth. And that truth is based in the righteousness and the mercy and in the grace of Yahweh, God in heaven. There is no truth outside of that. None. Live your truth. Jesus says, I am the truth. Now, I'm going to tell you a little story before I continue here about how I failed in my comprehension of truth just yesterday because I did not comprehend getting conflicting messages. I acted on emotion and not thought it through. So, my son, Jaden, and my daughter, Shaylin, who are full-blooded brother and sister, she loves him. He can't stand her. Like, and I don't mean just can't stand her because she's annoying to him. He doesn't want her around him in his life. It's that bad at this moment. It's hard to navigate through, but trust me, we're working on it. Well, what's happening is every time he says something rude to any of his other sisters, I immediately thinking that he is following the same path as he is with these sisters as he did with that sisters. And he's just a mean person. So I heard in my bedroom, I had my TV on, I had the fan on and an air conditioner on, and I heard him scream something from the other side of the house. I came out of the bedroom, I said, what is going on? And Jaden had said something to Olivia, basically calling her, he used the word gay. Gay! I didn't know that's what he said. I thought he said something different. So when I came, thank you, SL20. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. When I came out of the bedroom, I immediately started jumping down his throat. And I said, why are you screaming at her? Why are you treating her like that? Because he said it to Olivia. I yelled at him. I screamed at him. He's not allowed to talk back. He's not allowed to even say anything when I'm scolding him. It's just not how things work in my family. And he didn't get a chance to basically say anything. So when it was all said and done, I find out that he wasn't mad. Yeah, he used the word gay, and he probably shouldn't have. But he wasn't mad at her. He didn't say anything mean to her. What happened was she was leaving his bedroom, and he was flipping the bottle. These kids like to flip water bottles now. And like they like flip them like this and try to land them like this. And he said to her on her way out, if I flip this bottle and land it like this, you're gay. And she ran out of the room just before he could do it, so before he could call her that. And he landed and he went, gay! And it was a joke between the two. But I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I ran out of that bedroom like a tyrant, yelling at him. And I was asked Olivia, I said, was he being serious or was he being mean? She says he was kind of being mean. She let me sit there and yell at him the whole time, knowing that they were joking around, and I was getting conflicting messages from the two, and I made a bad decision, which I later on rectified. Folks, we're going to get conflicting messages from everybody, always, all the time. From our kids, from our moms, from our dads, from our wives, from our husbands, from our jobs, from our bosses, from our coworkers. It doesn't matter. They come from everywhere. We have got to stop. We've got to settle down. We've got to get the information. We've got to comprehend the information. And then we've got to act. And that's how a godly person acts. An ungodly person acts off emotion. An ungodly person literally allows their heart to spew terrible things from it and then come across their tongue. Thank you, K-Mac. God bless you. He does provide. We love you. Thank you so much for the donation. I appreciate you. I'm trying to catch everybody who donates. Like Bisbee, fam, the $100 for the move. I will only be 3 hours away. I know one of the reasons I'm moving is so I can be closer to other people, so I can be closer to the LFA family. Now, I'm not going to have regular meetings with everybody because I've got things to do too, but we are closer for events and things. It's going to be great. We've got to practice the pause. KC22. Yeah, it is too bad about Shaylin and Jaden. They've got a deep-rooted hate for each other, or for him to her, that I just don't get, and I'm trying to fix it. I really am. Maybe some distance between the two is exactly what God is ordering. Self-control is the fruit of the Spirit. Now, I've embodied so many of the 9 fruits of the Spirit lately. But again, no matter how much you're walking with the Lord, you can fall victim to conflicting messages. And we've got to make sure we're not part of them, because they're coming from everywhere. It's what the devil uses to get all of us, because he understands our hearts. He understands them. They don't belong to him like they belong to Jesus, but he understands them better than anyone and how to exploit them. Jeremy, I ordered from the store last week. Thank you so very much. That's just like a donation. We thank you so very much. Sandra says, I'm in Oregon. I'll still be closer to you than I am now. See what I'm saying? Next one. Death is the end. That's what the world says. Until death. You hear it all the time. Do this until you die. Work this until you die. Till death do us part. The world says death is the end. No. Jesus said, whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Again, conflicting messages. Here you have the world telling you, do everything you can. Yes, Sagan McGraw, moving to the Quad Cities. Yes. Do everything you can. Cram it all in now until you die. Because once you die, that's the end. Where Jesus is telling you, deny yourself here on earth. Don't do what the world's telling you. Death is not the end. Death is just the beginning of eternity. You're a baby right now. You're in the womb. I'm telling you, conflicting messages, they're everywhere all day. They're in movies, they're in advertising, it's in marketing, it's on TV, it's on the radio, it's on the internet, it's from people, it's on printed paper, it's on newspapers, magazines. Everywhere you look is a conflicting message from what God wants us to hear. The world says, grab as much power as you can while you're here. God says, be a servant. Jesus says, I came to serve. Be like me. Do what I did while I was here. Serve others. Be kind to others. Wash others' feet. That's why I came. Not to be served, but to serve. I came to die, the ultimate serve, the ultimate sacrifice. So when the world says, grab as much power and control as you can, God and Jesus say, no, no, release the power. Be among the meek. Be among the simple. Be among the few. Be among the kind and be a servant to others. Help other people. That is our number one goal here on earth, to help others. And you say, I thought the number one goal was to spread the gospel. Well, what are you doing when you're spreading the gospel, folks? What are you doing? Helping others. Jeremy, may I send a box packet to your P.O. box in Claremont, New Hampshire? Yes, you can. I'm going to ask that all people stop sending to Claremont, New Hampshire come June 5th. After June 5th, everything will be sent to a new P.O. box. If things are sent to this P.O. box, don't worry. Producer Eli will be here. He'll be handling stuff here in New Hampshire. And I'll be here every 30 to 45 days with Eli for a week, doing things that need to be done centrally here in New Hampshire. if God wills it, if I can afford to travel that much. We'll see. Moving on. The world says, get rich, just a little more, and you'll be happy. You don't have enough yet. You need a little bit more. Just get a little bit more, and you'll be happy and set for life. God says you will never be content. Ever. When you're searching and seeking for money. And let me tell you something, folks. As poor as I grew up, there was a moment in time, probably before we started doing Live from America, where money to me wasn't what I wanted so I could be greedy and buy everything I wanted, but I wanted to get as much money. Yes, if you ordered, you will get the stuff before we move. Yes, you will, Ellen Berkowski. I wanted to get as much money as I could, not for my own personal gain, but to prove to other people that I was valid, that I could do things even though I was a loser. So my desire to show everybody that I was better than they thought I was, and the way to do that was to get money, it never, ever worked. It never worked. I was always unhappy. I was searching for money. And even though I wasn't searching it for my own personal financial gain, I was seeking it for my own, aha, I told you so, gain. A1 Southern Bell says, I've only listened to your Rise Up a few times, but today when I'm listening, you have literally reached out and blessed me. Good. Thank you for sharing the word. Oh, of course, A1 Southern. God bless you. That's what it's what God wants. It's what God wants. The love of the money is root of all evil. Amen. So ladies and gentlemen, conflicting messages. There you go. Not good. And pretty much everything you hear throughout the day, if it's not from God, is a conflicting message and you need to get rid of it. You can't have it in your life. You got to go with what God wants, and you've got to deny everything that you think you should do based on what the world tells you. Okay? And now, because it's, you know, kind of like Monday, this is an older Ray Comfort video, but it is Comfort Monday nonetheless. So let's go ahead and watch our favorite, Ray Comfort, or at least my favorite. May not be yours, but he is mine.
So you're wearing a Kobe t-shirt. Were you devastated when he died?
Yeah, I was pretty sad, you know. He had a very big impact on the world, you know, and just sports and stuff like that. So, you know, we all miss him dearly.
Did that make you think about your own mortality?
Yes, sir. You know, I got this tattoo, Memento Mori. It means you're going to die one day. So that's what I live by, you know. Sometimes they're just like, what does that mean? And sometimes they're just like, that's really good. You know, it's a really good meaning. You know, I live by it. So whenever I stress out over little things in life and think about the afterlife, look down, I'm like, nothing matters.
Sebastian, what's the most profound question you could ever ask in your life?
Ooh, most profound question I could ever ask is, what is the meaning of life?
There's one even more profound.
What is it?
How do you find everlasting life?
That is true. That is true. I mean, I like to have these deep thoughts, you know, late at night when I'm just alone in my bed. And just think about, what is life? What is the meaning of life? You know, where do we go after life?
Have you found an answer yet?
No.
Do you ever read the Bible?
You know, I've tried to get into it. I used to be a pretty strong Catholic when I was younger. And I do want to, you know, get back into that world of religion, but I just haven't, you know.
Well, Sebastian, I'm not a Catholic. I'm a Christian, and there is a difference. You ask Catholics, are you a Christian? They say, no, I'm Catholic. So there is a difference.
Yeah.
So I'm going to share the gospel with you. Have you ever heard the gospel?
I haven't. Okay.
Let me give you a synopsis of the Bible. In the Old Testament, God promised to destroy death. And in the New Testament, we're told how he did it. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Do you know why we die according to the Bible?
No. I want to learn, though. I really do.
Have you ever heard the Bible verse, the wages of sin is death?
No.
It's a famous Bible verse. In other words, God is paying you in death for your sins.
Yeah.
Like a judge looks at a criminal that's murdered multiple women. He says, there were prostitutes, judge. No big deal. Judge says, I'm going to show you how serious this is.
Yeah.
I'm giving you the death sentence. This is your wages. This is what's due to you. This is what we're paying you. And Sebastian, sin is so serious to a holy God, he's given you the death sentence. You're on death row. You're waiting to be executed.
Yeah.
Your death will be evidence to you that God is deadly serious about sin. So here is the big question. Do you think God is justified in giving you the death sentence for your sins? Are you a good person or are you wicked as the Bible says?
I mean, I definitely have sin in my life, you know. I definitely have sinned, you know, and I do need to repent for my sins.
What sins are you talking about?
Premarital sex. It's a big one. You know, I've definitely done that before, you know, and just... I feel like we sin every day and we don't even realize it. You know what I mean? I just ate bacon. You're not supposed to eat pork.
Well, that's not a sin.
It's not?
No. That's part of the dietary law of Israel.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, what's called the ceremonial, the civil, and the moral law. The law you should worry about is the moral law, the Ten Commandments. So we're going to go through the Ten Commandments to see if you're worthy of being damned. I'm going to ask you a profound question. Okay. Think about this. A doctor has in front of him a patient who thinks he's incredibly well. The doctor knows different. He's seen x-rays. The guy's dying. He's got 2 weeks.
Okay.
There's poison seeping through his system. He has a cure in his pocket. Should he give him the cure or show him the x-rays?
Ooh. Well, that's a hard one.
It's not a hard one. It's real easy.
I'd say give him the cure.
No, that's a big mistake. You know why?
Why?
He thinks he's well. He doesn't want a cure. He's going to say, what are you giving this to me for? I'm well. I'm fine. If the doctor's a good doctor, he will show him the x-rays. He'll make him sweat, become fearful. So he says, doctor, I can see this is serious. What should I do? And now he's going to want the cure. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make you sweat a little so you can see how serious sin is. You know you're a fornicator, so that's deadly serious in God's eyes. Let's go to the other commandments. How many lies have you told in your life?
Countless.
So you're a liar?
Yeah.
Isn't that hard to say about yourself?
That is hard to say.
Have you ever stolen something?
Yeah.
So you're a thief?
I guess so, yeah.
A lying thief. You don't have to guess. You can say, I'm a thief. I've stolen. Yeah. Have you ever used God's name in vain?
Yes, sir.
Do you love your mom?
I do love my mom.
Would you ever use her name as a cuss word?
No.
Why not?
Because I love her.
You don't love the God that gave you a mother. You've taken his holy name and used it as a cuss word. To express disgust.
You know, I have been working on it and saying, you know, gosh instead of God. You know, I've been, because I have a lot of Christian friends. And, you
it's
know,
too late, Sebastian. You've already done it. It's like saying, I stole something, but Judge, I've been working on not stealing lately. He's going to say, so what?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, here's the question. If God judges you by the Ten Commandments as a lying, thieving, blasphemous, fornicating adulterer at heart, you're going to be innocent or guilty?
I'm going to be guilty.
So you've earned your wages. Would you go to heaven or hell?
I'm going to hell.
Yeah, the Bible says all liars live their part in the lake of fire. So does that concern you?
It does.
Sebastian, you don't realize this, but I love you, and the thought of you going to hell takes my breath away. I don't want you to go to hell.
I don't want to go to hell.
So here's the big question. You have a Catholic background. What did God do for guilty sinners so we wouldn't have to go to hell?
I have to go back into my deep youth days. I forgot, yeah.
No, you haven't. You may have forgotten, but you know. But because you don't understand it, you don't value it. Have you heard of Jesus dying on the cross for the sin of the world?
I have.
So how does that help you 2,000 years later?
I don't know. I don't even know how to answer these questions. I don't really know. I don't really know the answer to this.
Okay, so we're sweating. You've seen the x-rays.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to give you the cure, the gospel. And this will change you forever if you can get a grip of it. So don't let anything distract you. The Ten Commandments are called the moral law. You and I broke the law. Jesus came and paid the fine. That's why he said, it is finished, just before he died. He was saying, paid in full. Sebastian, if you're in court and you've got speeding fines, a judge will let you go if someone pays them. And he can do that, which is legal and right and just.
Yeah.
He says, you've broken the law. You're guilty, but someone's paid your fine, you can leave. God can take the death sentence off you.
Yeah.
He can legally let you live forever, all because of what Jesus did on the cross. And then Jesus rose from the dead after he defeated your greatest enemy, death itself. And according to the Bible, all you have to do to find everlasting life is not clean up your life, not confess your sins to a priest, but simply repent of your sins and trust in Jesus. Now, do you know the difference between confession and repentance?
Confession is where I believe you're admitting your sins, I believe, and repenting is acting on it and changing.
That's exactly right. Yeah, you turn from sin. You don't say, I'm a Christian, but you fornicate and lie and steal and blaspheme. That's playing the hypocrite and just deceiving yourself. The moment you repent and put your trust in Jesus, the Bible says God will impute righteousness to you. In other words, He'll not only forgive your sins, but He'll clothe you in righteousness so your sin is no longer seen. Like the judge no longer sees you're a criminal if your fine is paid. He says, you're out of here. The law has no demand on you. You leave. The Bible says there's no condemnation to those that are in Christ. They're completely washed clean of their sin. So all you have to do is repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is everlasting life.
You know, I feel like God sent you here to talk to me, because, you know, I've been having a lot of thoughts about, you know, where I want to be in a couple of years, and, you know, a lot of my friends are Christians themselves too, and they've been trying to help me out, and so maybe God sent you here today, you know, walked down this pier luckily and I met you, and, you know, this is a big, like, I feel like this is almost a turning point in my life right now.
Well, let's trust that it is. So you've got to think about what we talked about.
Oh, most definitely, yes.
When are you going to repent and trust in Jesus?
Today.
Can I pray with you?
Of course.
Let's bear in prayer, okay? Father, I pray for Sebastian. I pray that this day he'll find a place of true sorrow for his sins, and that he'll find a place of biblical repentance and faith in Jesus that cause him to pass from death to life. Father, I pray that you'll strengthen him, raise him up, make him strong in his faith, and make him a burning and shining light so he can reach out to those who are still sitting in the shadow of death and take the glorious gospel to them, all because of your kindness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Do you have a Bible at home?
I do.
Can I give you a book I've written? Do we have one left? It's called Scientific Facts in the Bible. You'll read it?
I will. I will read this.
And see that, ladies and gentlemen, you never know. That's why it's always important to spread the gospel, because you never, ever, ever know who you're going to run into and where you're going to run into them. All right, guys, that's going to do it for Rise Up here on LFA TV, May 28th, year of our Lord, 2024. Mike Crispy and Unafraid comes up next, followed by 2 hours of Live from America. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here. God bless each and every one of you. Remember, there's conflicting messages coming from everywhere. Think about them. Stop, pause, listen. Make a good choice in what you're going to do and say, and do it godly. God bless you guys. I love you. And I'll see you in an hour. Have a good one.